Disabled workers are reaching historic employment levels, and remote work flexibility deserves some of the credit for closing the employment gap. InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco has the details. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is John O'Neill, director of the Center for Employment and Disability Research at the Kessler Foundation. Recent data shows that more disabled persons were holding down jobs than ever, accounting for just under 5% of the American workforce. First of all, John, are you surprised by this?
Not really. We've been tracking the employment rate of people with disabilities since 2018, and it has gone up and down, down with the Great Recession, up after that, and then with COVID, there was a big drop in the employment of people with and without disabilities, and both groups recovered. And interestingly enough, people with disabilities recovered their employment rate after COVID plateaued at a higher rate than ever before, or than since the six disability questions were added to the current population survey.
And you mentioned the pandemic. That work model, though, helped disabled Americans get jobs then, did it not?
It did. And we kind of think it may be for two reasons. People with disabilities are the poorest group in the nation, and so there may have been kind of pressure from family members or self-pressure to go to work and to bring in more income. Or it was just also employers were finding it difficult to find employees because of the Great Resignation after the COVID pandemic. And I think they utilized people with disabilities. They hired a number of people with disabilities.
So this was a question of economics then, on both sides of the spectrum, not only the employers, but the disabled then needed more funding.
Very possibly, yes. Those are our hypotheses, but the numbers speak for themselves.
And the disabled employment rate hitting a high watermark, that's not just a seasonal bump, is it?
No, it's definitely not. Well, the most recent bump may be somewhat due to seasonal employment, because those two numbers, the highest rates ever achieved, are for November and December of last year. And that's during the holiday season, and that may have been the reason why that bump was there. But that bump is higher this year than it was this year, being 2025. Than it was in 2024. So it may be more than just a seasonal bump. We'll have to wait and see.
We're visiting with John O'Neill, director of the Center for Employment and Disability Research at the Kessler Foundation. This concerns recent data showing all-time highs in employment among the disabled. John, do we know what industries or fields saw the biggest growth in disabled employment?
From the data that we have analyzed and are analyzing, we don't know which sectors are contributing the most to hiring. Our analyses do not include that.
But would you say that in general terms, professional roles, management, business, and so on, and financial, those might be ripe areas for disabled employment?
Yes, I think that after the pandemic or during the pandemic, employers started using remote work in a very liberal way. As a matter of fact, some of the survey research we've done has shown that employers were much more ready to allow for accommodations and particularly working remotely.
And are certain types of disabilities, shall we say, less disabling in terms of getting and keeping jobs?
Yes, there are differences amongst the six disabilities that we track. Those individuals that have self-care needs and find it difficult to get out of the home, they are the ones who have had the least amount of improvement. Whereas those with hearing or visual impairments have seen the highest rates of employment.
And as to your point before about accommodations for the disabled, are we seeing a trend in that direction? Is there any indication, in other words, that more workplaces are becoming more friendly, so to speak, with accommodations for the disabled? And might that contribute to the higher employment numbers?
I think so. And the openness of employers to hire from groups that they may not have hired from in the past, it is a need that employers have to fulfill jobs. And this, as I said before, this was particularly the case after the pandemic.
And we've been talking about the pandemic and COVID. I'm just curious if the rise in disabled employment is tied to the rise in those who've experienced long COVID and may now be perhaps considered newly disabled.
That's possible. Our survey research did show that employers were using their accommodation practices, some of them for the first time, in order to fill their needs for employees.
John O'Neill, Director of the Center for Employment and Disability Research at the Kessler Foundation, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That wraps up this episode of InfoTrack. InfoTrack's executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us next time for another InfoTrack broadcast.